Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. U.S. Representative Mike Quigley is here. There's no question about it, Representative Quigley. When it comes to animal welfare, you're the guy. I mean, you grade an A++ in Congress. It turns out there was an act just sitting there called the Animal Cruelty Enforcement Act. And then Uvalde happened. And it's no surprise that the mass shooter involved in that was guilty. I won't even say allegedly, because we've seen the videos that he proudly shared in social media. Before that, in Buffalo, same thing. Grievous animal cruelty. And there's no question that there is a link between violence to animals, animal abuse, and cruelty to humans. Sometimes it's domestic violence. Sometimes it is simply road rage. But sometimes it is mass shootings. Depending on the data you look at, and we don't know for sure because some of this is not always reported, but about 20% to 30% of those involved with mass shootings have been at some point in time guilty of absolute serious. I'm not talking about stepping on bugs on the sidewalk. I am talking about serious animal abuse. And it's called the Link Law Enforcement. And I suggest you probably, because you're so incredibly knowledgeable about this stuff, probably have heard about that link as well.
We have. Look, this is troubling. I was on the air earlier today talking about mass shootings and red flag laws. And I think the point is we've got a long way to go to fully understand what's taking place with mass shooters. There was a FEMA study recently that said they don't have an accurate or useful profile of school shooters, which is disturbing. In my role in the Appropriations Committee, you know, I asked the Department of Justice to further analyze what they know about what you described as domestic violence and mass shootings. And the numbers are there as well. So, but at the same time, you know, we saw the failure of red flag laws in the shooting in Highland Park. So there's a lot to learn. I mean, I think what this bill that you referenced, the Animal Cruelty Enforcement Act, which when we get back, we're going to start working on, you know, it's important that we do this. I think it's in its infancy, and that, frankly, I think we need to target research. I think they need to provide the ability to provide grants to state and local governments to do not just that research, but to do the enforcement of this. You know, the DOJ is typically focused on more systematic, organized crime abuse, horrible, of dogfighting and cockfighting and such things. And a lot of the abuse that, you know, we're referencing is, and it's linked to mass shootings, particularly school shootings, you know, that's enforced at the local level. But I think they need to share that research. We need to understand red flags better, and we need to have a system that actually links all this so we can get to the source of these problems and prevent the in the first place. But also, again, as you mentioned, once we see these red flags, you know, we have to act. And frankly, as you know, a lot of that act has to be from the family or friends. You know, you know from your own experience that the people who become aware of animal cruelty and the people who are, become aware of domestic violence or, you know, the other red flags to, you know, larger violence, those are going to be friends and family. And if they don't act responsibly, the best laws in the world aren't going to help.
And it's not only acting responsibly, it's also a communication effort, a campaign I think has to be out there to communicate to the general public. When you talk to people about it, they may say, oh, yeah, I've heard that, but they don't necessarily think about that. So someone who views a video, and these videos aren't supposed to be appearing in social media anyway, but they do, and views a video of someone doing something horrible to a cat, as these, or at least one of these two shooters did.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to describe on the air what happened to this cat. I mean, right. That should be a red flag. The problem, though, is, yes, you're right. One problem is law enforcement can't do anything about something they don't know about. But even when they do know about it, then it gets lost in this web of, well, I thought they would do it, or I thought they, it should automatically go. And the part of why I like the Animal Cruelty Enforcement Act is it gives this somewhere to go. Experts that will only work at the federal level to take these kinds of crimes seriously. I mean, really, the shooter in Uvalde, that may have never happened. And the same thing in Buffalo, New York. It might not have ever happened. And even if we don't prevent every mass shooter, if we prevent one a year, not only are we helping potentially the individual who is the shooter, by the way, we're also saving animals. No one Sure. likes the notion of animal cruelty.
No, I agree. And as I said, though, I think what you're going to see with this, like any other sophisticated, complicated legislation, it's going to go through some incarnations as we learn. But what I hope is that all the things that this will accomplish when passed, it's going to help us understand what kind of research we need,
True.
Who should do it, how to share it, providing assistance to state and local governments who are going to have the greatest access to this kind of information, because people call 911 or they report this, it's going to go to their local police or sheriff first. And then the federal government can, you know, focus their efforts on the larger crimes that are being, systematic crimes that are being committed. And toward that end, we're going to be working with the Humane Society, the Animal Welfare Institute, ASPCA, and, of course, the Anti-Cruelty Society. So a lot of work still to go on this one. Be prepared for changes, but we've got to understand this better. There has to be this grid system, this linking where we understand what's happening. The education goes forward. And as you say, you're right to say it, people communicate. When they see something, they say something.
Yeah. You know, I was on the board of the American Humane Association back in the day when this was first discovered by a man by the name of Phil Arkow. And then the notion of what he said, that animal violence is linked to human violence both ways, has been replicated study after study after study over the years. But now there is a National Link Coalition, they are called. They are scientists. They're not political advocates. But if you'd like, I am more than happy to hook your office up with them as well.
Sure. Love it. You know, and in preparing for this discussion, you know, looking through some of the other research out there, some of the research and some of the polling they've done, for example, you might find this one out among college students, a dramatic number of college students recall cruelty to animals when they were children, either by themselves or something else. And it gives you the indication that how pervasive this is. And obviously it's sickening. And it makes you wonder where we are, but we absolutely need more information, and we need better communication and education as this goes forward, and we need to give law enforcement the ability to work as a federal system works with federal, state, and local in concert and in sync on this. It's quite the task, but. With advocates like you and others, you know, I think we can accomplish this.
I hope, because, again, if we could save one human life, one animal life, to me, that is certainly worth it. And when this was discovered back in the day, and I've spoken on this topic at a variety of different conferences, when this was discovered back in the day, that there's no question, and there is now no question, that animal abuse may lead to human abuse. So people that are, for lack of a better word, abusive or mean or horrible to animals are going to likely be the same way to other people. So if that is the case, I'm thinking people that are kind to animals may be kinder to all of us. And that's the hope.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I hope to, in fact, talk to you about this in the future. You know, I'm here for you anytime. And I have two words for you, and that is thank you for all you've done. And I hear a commitment in your voice we'll continue to do for animal welfare.
I appreciate your work educating, informing, encouraging the American people to do the right thing. We will be in touch about this.
Thank you. And it's not only animal welfare, it's human welfare as well. Thank you very much, Representative.
Thank you. Take care now.